Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our subject is coming out of long captivity.
Hallelujah.
Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 to 12. The Bible says, as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, please underline it, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to teach our hands to fight long-term challenges and battles.
Hallelujah. Na wonyame o church na yekwan a yebetumi afaso adi okon wo ahawo anampo kira ya wo mu atemu.
Not just the short term or the daily ones.
Enya o ha onkitin kitin na eba ye so na ne ma ye so daada no.
Some challenges are long term in nature.
Na how bi wo ho no ma eche bebre e wo nipa no abrabo
so. So it involves a long term strategy to overcome it and not to succumb.
Na uhia akwenja eno so wa ebetumi ama wa fi sampotire no manye sa wo bebo wo ase akasa wo ha no.
So certain challenges and captivities are long, especially the inherited ones.
And how bi wo ho no ma echepa ni titiru de ayade de ade jaw no unana no unana na de jaw
eno eche. Example is poverty.
Hey, ebi ni wo hia.
You are born and you realize that you are born into a lack. Always they say, wait. Eh? When you need something, always they say, I have to budget the thing. Always they say, you can't have this one.
Na ya wo wa wani ti wo hunu no baba beto baabi a ohia wo na wo mokasa ni se twen biblia wo hu bia twen na yeyi hu sika nto ansa ye de amao enya de a wo pisa biblia ho na ebetumi de amao kasa e ba ye twen.
Whereas God created our first parents in the Garden of Eden and put them in abundance, you come out and you see that you have inherited lack. You don't have abundance around you.
Na sadia ya maami no ne ya papa di kan nya mebo wo mo de tu ye die mo no omo ba ye na bibia da hokwa wo de wene so tete wo no na ho se ohia pa na wo dem.
So something which is abnormal becomes your normal.
And
what is normal becomes abnormal to you. When the normal comes into your life, you feel that some devils are trying to harass
you.
So poverty is an example of a long captivity, an inherited captivity.
And it will hear one way, and ye bibia, I say ye di jaw, uba betom babana dem dada.
And another example is some sicknesses. Some of them are also inherited. They run through families genetically. You tend to fear such sickness because you know that is what took away your great-grandfather, and maybe it took away your uncle, and took away your father, or maybe your father has started to show signs of that sickness, so you become afraid of it.
Ebi wo hono ma yare bi wo ho a wo hu obusua mu wo hu sa wo nana nkanso ene de no koye wo nana ene de no koye wo hu sa wo papa so o ye nya sa enyo yare no ho mfebi ntibo se e de ayam hyehye ene ba wa brabom.
God is speaking shalom to your life.
Hallelujah. Wo nyakopo o kana somtue e de agu wa brabom
so because you are a prisoner of hope.
Esa se wo da afiase na so wani da so.
Let's jump to verse 11 now.
Yanko do ba ko no.
As for you also.
O se na wo so.
As for you also.
Na wo so.
It's talking about you who is listening to me. Because of the blood of thy covenant.
Nanity.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross.
I will
set your prisoners free.
Hallelujah.
God says that I'm going to set you free from your long captivity. From waterless pits. The waterless pit is talking about the earth. Dry ground. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. The prisoners of hope had left their stronghold. Because I told you that long captivity has a tendency of making you accepted and making you not go back to the stronghold. So God is saying to you and I, return to your strong place. Return to your strong place. Return to the blood of the covenant. Because you are a prisoner of hope. Even today, I will restore unto you double.
Receive it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to tell you that because of the cross of Jesus,
we are
going to overcome our long captivity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There is hope for you and I. There is hope for our children after us. There is hope for our grandchildren after us. And our generations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are going to go back to the stronghold. I want to show you where your stronghold is. So that you will get back to it. Daniel first. Chapter 9. And then verse 1. The Bible says that in the days of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, who was made king over the realms of Babylon or the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
Ladies and
gentlemen, the first stronghold that I will talk to you about, if I'm breaking down Jesus, who is our stronghold, is the stronghold of understanding. God is saying, go back to understanding. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Because it takes a new understanding to have a new circumstance. If you want a new situation in your life, you want to overcome a captivity in your life, you must love understanding. You must go back to understanding. You must understand what God understands about your situation, which he has spelled out in his word. Maybe your situation is a genetic disease. You must get a new understanding. The understanding that God has about that problem, about that sickness. Please go back to the blood of the cross and understand that himself took away your infirmities and carried away your sicknesses.
And
the understanding that God has. Because if you don't improve your understanding, you cannot improve your situation. For you to have a new circumstance in your finances and overcome the long captivity of poverty, society, you must have the understanding that God has about that poverty. You must have the word of the Lord about that poverty. You must improve in your understanding. You must not stay at the same place. God hastens his word when he knows that we understand it. Daniel says that I understood by the books. And so he went into action. He started to pray. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Understanding goes beyond knowledge. Knowledge puffs up. It makes you feel very religious. The moment they start to talk to you about something, I know it. You are not teachable because you have been to school and to Bible school. They are teaching you something. Please get another understanding.
Yeah.
Apart from the understanding that has kept you in captivity, get a new understanding.
Yeah. Now, what Antiasia da na wo wo no emfansi sabia mra wo da so atihiam ya de Antiasia foforo ba we be you afim awu si da bi mepe wa se wo nim dia e ma wo ye kukuntan
in your captivity
awo wa ho kire no mu.
Have you seen people like that?
When wo bi a wo hia de so wa ye kukuntan,
they don't have anything in their pockets, then so they are proud.
E bi mo ho a wo ni kobo wo ni kotokuom enso wo hu na na betri se ya.
Some of them, they don't know anything in their head. Forgive my language.
Oh, you're preaching.
They don't have anything in their head, but they are proud. If you tell them to talk for 5 minutes, they will talk for 3 minutes, but they are proud.
Now, woman,
if you tell them to write a single book, they will write only three lines and they are finished, but they are proud.
Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are great. Asa, when is she come?
You know, people are like that. They have puffed up. They will tell you, do you know when we became Christians that you are coming to say things about religion and kingdom and things like that?
Now, Bon said, no, I'm no aye scriptural voice.
Do you know the time this person was around, and even before he died, who were the people who started this, and who were the people they started this thing? And some time ago I was blowing air and people were falling down. Right now I blow it, they don't fall. They are always in the past glory. They are proud.
No kasa che emra ya kasa mani partition na wahi.
The time that we were walking and demons were flying out. Now they are walking and the demons are coming. They are coming. But they are proud.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you that what I'm talking to you about, the understanding, it's something that galvanizes you. Understanding is knowledge that moves you into action. Until you get into action, you don't have understanding about it.
Now,
Understanding makes God quicken His word to you.
Now, who wants to see? Emma, when you come on Sunday, you do not come on our brabo.
He asked Jeremiah, "What do you see?"
Now, beside Jeremiah, then who?
Jeremiah said, "I see a rod of an almond tree."
Was it me who saw almond tree?
God said, "You have seen well."
Now, onyame si wa huniye.
I will hasten my word to perform it.
Was it Emma, Mama Sunday, and time na yeduma?
Ladies and gentlemen, what do you see? Was God's way of asking Jeremiah. What understanding do you have?
Now, when you meet beside Jeremiah, said, "Then I will know." Now, when you meet beside the sentia, see, Ben, I will.
Because when you look, you get knowledge.
So, we share. We need him there.
But when you see it, then you have understanding.
So, what to me who dia? Now, we want to see.
There is a difference between looking and seeing.
Now, so soon, you have been a share. Now,
you can look at somebody and not see the person.
Yes, it's true. Over to me, I share say yes. So, no, be dina wa uhunu.
But when you see. You react, you get into action.
Now, so we shall know who only now to make us say, "Oh, I say, just a one."
That is what I came to talk to you about.
And anyway, I know you are someone may back.
Now, let us improve our understanding.
Mama, my tears, yes, so
in the areas where God has placed us,
what baby, there when you're made to be a.
And we will be returning to the stronghold.
Hallelujah.
Because the Lord Jesus is your understanding.
Yes, Christ only one tears.
You have to understand God's word against poverty, sickness, religion, and character infirmities.
Second
stronghold you must return. I will talk to you about is in the book of Ezra chapter 1 verse 1.
Ezra chapter 1
verse 1. The Bible says that
Bible say,
"Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia,"
or say, "Now Cyrus or Hine Persia, Abresu,"
"that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled."
Say, "Baya when you come upon someone, if Jeremiah num by in a bemuninti."
Because Daniel had understood by books.
Now Daniel on a menguma su enyanti asie.
He was learned. He was a ruler. He had improved his understanding.
Now you be your kind before. Now now we're seeing the end of the Asia Konenim.
It had galvanized him into action.
Now now Santi Asia now when you're number two and a mombi.
But number two,
yetu sumienu.
God is teaching us the second stronghold we must return to.
Now sir, I'm wondering. When you're passing your son, when yetu sumienu ni.
Says that in order for the word that Jeremiah said about the long captivity to be fulfilled.
Now I say, asama Jeremiah can ye na mnyami asimkomsha su efan kuasumu.
The Lord stirred up. Please underline, the Lord stirred up. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. So that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it into writing, saying.
Now, I can send me what, baby, or one in an son, I tread, no, maybe no, I can say.
That says Cyrus, king of Persia.
I see, when now, Cyrus, Persia, he ne all can.
All the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord God of heaven has given me.
I see, as I send a stroke, when you coupon did in an adia, mammy.
He has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah.
Now, what shall me say, me, because now sorry, down with Jerusalem and with Judah.
Wow. This is a Persian king, not a Jewish king.
Where a Persian king or a Jew king?
But because knowledge had been improved, and it has turned into understanding. The Lord said, "This is now time." Because my people have got the understanding. They have got the correct mindset about their captivity. So that I can end it now for them. In order for the long captivity to end, God, who is your helper, he stirred up a heathen king and commanded him that the Jews should go out and build the temple. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This is what I came to tell somebody.
When you are me baba catching
that God is going to stir up people for your sake.
I receive it. When you baba Kenyan for
I don't think you heard what I said. When you were in captivity for a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, you must be stirred up.
I was say baby Kenya.
Otherwise, you will so love the captivity.
And yes, sir, we don't
because it is almost normal for you. So God has to come from outside. And stir up certain things for you so that the long captivity will end for you. That is why I am prophesying to you that God is going to stir up people for your sake.
Hallelujah. The
poverty that you are having, the mind or the correct understanding that you have now gotten, God is getting ready to stir up people for your sake.
I receive it.
Because now you know the reason why he will prosper you.
Now
because now you know how to handle your finances and not have the finances over you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. God is stirring up people for you. They may not be in Ghana, they may be elsewhere. You may not know them, but he is disturbing them. He is disturbing them for your
sake.
He is disturbing them.
I receive it.
Go and help so and so.
I receive it. I receive it. Hallelujah. Amen. I receive it.
God has a way of stirring up people.
Now, when
in the book of Esther, chapter 6,
now Esther Tinsia,
God stirred up a king. The king could not sleep. God took away his sleep from him because Mordecai had informed about some two people who wanted to kill the king. It happened long ago. And Mordecai didn't get any benefit from that insider information that he gave to save the life of the king. So for a long time. Mordecai could not see the result of his labor.
Mordecai Juma and when who fast.
He could not see how he put his life on the line to inform, because it meant that people were going to come after him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
When you inform their families and their children and whoever, they will bring gun to you for being the informant. I mean, Mordecai, he bore all of this thing for a long time.
Now Mordecai can't say my young quite jam on here no. Now you do didn't quite to us and say South Fonia Bush to me a banusua baby kuno. Mordecai tina and fear bebre then so be ankai.
At the right time.
One name permanent.
God took the sleep away from the king. And the king said, bring the records, come and read it to me.
Oh, he said,
as they were reading, they came across that place where Mordecai did that service for the king.
Now,
and the king was stirred up. The king said, what has been done for this man? Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to long captivity, overcoming long captivity, a long time good that you have done.
Papa,
a long time good that you have done.
Papa,
God is going to stir it up. Like the valley of dry bones.
He's going to
bring that understanding to the right people. You may have labored for a long time without anybody recognizing you. You may have done some things for a long time with excellence, with your life, with your heart, and nobody has rewarded you. People rather want to hang you. People rather minimize you. People rather subjugate you. They want to put you down. Haman wants to step on you. But the God of all grace.
Now when you
said the God of all grace.
When
you have suffered a while. They will come upon the same.
bam.
And it's going to stir up the people.
It's going to stir up hell for you. Amen.
And it will be done for you.
Na ebeye umre.
Something that you did a long time ago. It was for you to overcome a long battle. I came to tell somebody that that good that you did some time back, it is not lost. If because of that you have stopped working hard,
please,
start to work hard, start to do the good. Because it is an ingredient for you to overcome the long war that your family line must overcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So I came to encourage you. You were a prisoner of hope.
Baba Katra will say, when you would have fear,
there is hope in your end.
I receive it.
You will not remain like this forever.
I receive it. What did I say?
Your family will not remain like this forever. Do not be weary in doing good. Do not be weary in doing the work of God. Do not be weary in improving your understanding. Do not be weary in getting knowledge. Cram it in. Get knowledge. Get understanding. Let it galvanize you into action. Because God is about to stir something up.
In
fact, he's going to stir you yourself.
Yes.
After he
yes,
stirs people, I said that the valley of dry bones, the bone, every bone must be stirred.
Yes. There
must come a shaking.
I was saying, who's to be them?
And God is going to join a stirred person to a stirred person.
Yes. Now when you made the dumpe, we be dumpe we be.
To stir just means to disturb.
Now okasa we be Kenya or be Titi.
It means to be dissatisfied.
Oh,
if you accept your captivity, how can God deliver
hey,
you?
So here now, who woman will say, yeah, they are fear near Tiania, better than Yamiacho.
If you think that the sickness is normal, I mean, you assist it or expect it, it's normal. If you are dissatisfied, how can God deliver you? But you are going to stir up yourself.
I receive it. Na ebia yare a wo wo no se o udi mfie aduasa e ba wana ka kire wo yefi wa dwunum na se wonya yefi wa dwunum de a ena na amra so so onyame be kenya nyoma bi
wo. As you stir yourself,
emra wo kenya wa wo hu no.
God is stirring up kings for you.
Na onyame o kenya ahemfo e dia ma.
Important people for you.
Enkrofo apole.
They are going to give you help.
I receive it.
You must remember, you have already got an understanding that is making you an action person.
Esa se wonya ntiasi e bia ema wo tu ana mo bi waka.
Not that you are sitting down with two hands in between your thighs.
And yes, sir, when you now was our cotton hold on such a demon.
You are doing something, only that the result is not coming.
But
your king is coming.
Now he never.
And your help is coming.
Now whoever.
He is riding on a donkey. You may not see him with the physical eyes. He looks like a king, but Jesus is passing your
hallelujah.
Way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the blood of the cross.
And
the
of
you
Jesus.
Are a prisoner of hope.
As
for you.
Would ye?
As for you,
would ye?
By the blood of the cross, I will set your prisoners free. From the bottomless pit, I will give you double for your trouble.
I receive it.
Because God is your help.
I receive it. This is a
and he is coming. With salvation, he will take you out of that long captivity.
Obey you with his uncle, some natural.
Oh, your children are out. I see them out.
Receive it. I receive it.
Woman of him. I see them out. I see them out. In the name of Jesus. I see them out. The captivity is not forever.
Yes.
You are not a prisoner forever. You
will
be a prisoner now.
But you are not the
but you have hope.
That's who I need to swear.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the blood of the cross.
I said
because of the blood of the cross. Number 3. And the final stronghold you must return to.
It's
in Ezra chapter 3.
Ezra Timian
Sawai. Verse 1 to 6. It's telling us about how we must put Jesus' performance before anything else you do physically. Before you do anything, you start a business, Before you do anything, you see a doctor about a sickness. Before you do anything, remember to put the sacrifice of Jesus before you.
Nansana ubeye bibiara, se ubeye jumebi, anayare bi wukope hu enim ayaresano. Dikan se wudi Yesu, ebedi wukain.
Don't put his performance on the cross aside and say that he say understand by books. So you go and take a philosophy book and you go and take a sociology book. I'm not saying that don't read those books, but before you read them, remember that Jesus Christ did it.
Hallelujah.
2,000 years
ago. And
when the seventh month had come, this is Ezra 3:1.
Ezra,
and the children of Israel were in the cities. The people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. What did they come together to do in
Jerusalem?
They came to remember themselves of the sacrifice or performance of Jesus. Joshua, the high priest, and Zerubbabel, who was the governor or the president, if you like.
Now Joshua and Zerubbabel,
they arose and built the altar of the God of Israel. Offer burnt offerings on it. They
are
not started to build the temple.
Now
but they erected the altar. And then they put burnt offerings on it.
Now
if you read the Old Testament and you come across burnt offering. Any of the five main offerings of the Old Testament, it is summarized in the one offering of Jesus on the cross.
When
the people got to
Jerusalem
from Babylon, they came together as one man just to offer offering. It wasn't to start to lay the foundation of the temple. It wasn't for them to start to build. It was to remember. In our context, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. They put it before them, before they did anything. Ladies and gentlemen, because your salvation is in what Jesus did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why he said that as for you by the blood of the cross, this is how you are going to be free.
And say, what dear? That
is why Zerubbabel was prophesied to that it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit. You want to overcome the poverty because he was made poor on the cross for you. You want to overcome sicknesses because himself took your infirmity. You want to overcome a character infirmity or weakness is because the character of God has been imparted to you by the Holy Ghost who is living in you. I don't know what you want, which you think Jesus did not perform for you. That is why Zechariah prophesied to Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel said
that you are going to carry the headstone. The headstone is talking about the Lord Jesus.
It
says that your hand laid the foundation. You are going to, finish it. And you are going to carry the headstone. Crying grace, grace unto it. When all is said and done, before all your actions are done, before the knowledge or understanding that governs you into action, you are going to remember grace, grace. So that you will not strike your chest and say that I, during my time, we killed this thing. I was the cut-off generation for this problem. That was a long inherited captivity.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.